defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. How the heck are you this morning in the shadows of the MonsterCast program yesterday? What an unbelievable show that was. Honest to goodness, that I had a lot of fun with you on the radio yesterday for the Armed American Radio MonsterCast, heard in hundreds of cities on hundreds of radio stations across the country. And I have to be honest with you, as a host, you know when you're on. You know when the show is on, is what I'm saying. You know when the content's working. And yesterday's program hit on all cylinders. It definitely did. And if your email is any indication, I'm right about that. The email is pouring in. Let me mention a couple things before I go back and recap, because I'm going to use my conversation last night with Sheriff Mack in the recap, as I close out my recap of the program, to go into a topic today with you that is definitive. And I'll explain what that means here in just a few moments. But first, the email pouring in, and it is pouring in. I've lost my ability to stay up on it, quite frankly. If you want to participate in the GunBroker.com range bag giveaway, which will be given away on the 27th in the first hour of the program. Spam risk on my phone. Who doesn't know that, right? Did you hear that? That was spam risk on my phone while in the studio. Can you believe that? Don't you hate that? I hate that. I hate that spam risk. I don't know where those guys get your number up, but they call repeatedly. Anyway, we got that cut off. I do apologize. The GunBroker.com range bag giveaway. I'm going to give it away in the first hour of next Sunday's program coming up. The reason that I left it go is because there may be one more addition to this bag that could possibly get this price of everything in this bag over $1,000. Now, I've got three more after this one to give away, so we're going to do another one like 2 weeks later. So have no fear. But this one has taken on a life of its own. I'm looking at it now. There are also some unopened boxes that are going to go along with the unopened range bag box here. Now, I'm going to open, if you're the winner, I'm going to open the box for you. I'm going to stuff your range bag filled with all kinds of stuff. I'm going to tape it back up, and I'm going to send it to you if you're, in fact, the winner. But I'm looking at an Emerson knife box. I'm looking at a Supply razor box. I've got the Defender coffee setting over yonder ready to go. Crossbreed Holsters has a concealed carry holster pack going in this thing for you. That consists of a SuperTuck holster, possibly a different one. We can maneuver that, maybe an OWB. Well, we can figure that out, but it consists of a holster, a gun belt, and a mag carrier. $149 value has also been added to it, and there may be another one coming up soon. I'm talking about another addition to this bag. So that's why I pushed it off. If you want to participate and you don't use social media, just send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. The email has been overwhelming, but it's fun to get. I don't know where I, let's see how many I have in here. I can look at 684 emails have already come in regarding the range bag alone. That's not the rest of your email that's calling wanting to talk about things. Put in the subject line for me if you would, range bag. That's all you need to do. mark@armedamericanradio.org in the subject line. Just put range bag. If you want to drop a note and say hi, please do. Otherwise, not necessary. Once I see it, just make sure, well, I need your full name. And those of you who are doing that, yes, I need your full name. If your full name is your email address, I can figure that out. If not, I need your full name. But it's booming. It's exploding. Okay. Yesterday's MonsterCast, huge program. Had a lot of fun on the air with you. The topics I couldn't wait to discuss. Shannon Watts, so easy to pin her to the mat. The things coming out of her mouth, the anti-gunners, the gun grabbers were all about themselves. And it was really easy to talk about that. I was looking forward to it. I hope you enjoyed the conversation in hour one. Hour two, I had a great time talking with Sheriff Richard Mack. Back to him in just a second. Of course, segment four of hour two, we wound up with Rob Pincus and what was now the third Personal Defense Network pro tip of the week from Rob. And he was talking about ammunition selection. And I got to be honest with you, I was just grinning from ear to ear listening to Rob's politically incorrect description of ammunition and what it's used for. I hope every anti-gunner out there heard Rob Pincus talking about the types of ammunition and how it was used and what we can expect from it in the wound. I hope they were all listening, because it's why we carry a gun. It's why we select the ammo we do. If you missed it, go back and listen to it. Hour two, you can listen to it on my website, armedamericanradio.com or .org. Take your pick. Own them both. Both take you to the same place. It's in the archives. You'll see it pop up. If you go today, it'll pop up. Hour two, the final segment, hour four. You want to take a listen to that. Rob just crushed it with the ammo yesterday. I will be with Rob. Expect to hear him on the daytime show. I don't know what his schedule and mine is going, whether we can sync up. I will be with Rob tomorrow, which will be, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is going to be difficult because I've got a very early flight out of Orlando, but we're both heading down to the NASGW show at the Gaylord Convention Center and Hotel, the Gaylord Palms Convention Center and Hotel, which is the National Association of Sporting Good Wholesalers. Essentially, it's like a mini SHOT Show. It's where a lot of business is done. A lot of people who see what they see at SHOT Show will actually go, and the dealers will go and actually make their purchases at the NASGW show, the dealer wholesale show. So it's a great show and a great opportunity for me to bring you some cool stuff. So we will be there for that with Pincus. But listen to his segment. It was really, really good. And then I played for you two segments of Brad Primo, his Wednesday the 16th appearance on Armed American Radio. I cut it up a little bit because I was live with you, and I brought in some of both of his segments, as much of it as I could anyway, that I took from the discussion I had with him on the Daily Defense program last Wednesday. Brad was just spot on talking about authoritarian. I mean, when you're talking about what we were talking about with Beto O'Rourke, go back and give it a third listen if you've heard it twice. Or go back and listen to it again. You're going to pick something else away from it, I promise. Let's circle back to my conversation yesterday on the MonsterCast with Sheriff Richard Mack, Constitutional Sheriffs. You know, you're going to be hearing a lot of Sheriff Mack on this program in the subsequent weeks, months, and no doubt years ahead. I love Sheriff Mack, and he's at the tip of the spear with the Constitutional Sheriffs. And part of the conversation we had with him yesterday was about this nonsense that Beto O'Rourke is talking about. Now, I've made this very clear on the program, and I'm going to make it clear again right now. Beto O'Rourke stands no chance of being president. Not going to happen. In fact, not only do I believe it's not going to happen this go-around, I don't believe it's ever going to happen. He doesn't have what it takes. He's a goofball that looks like he has to pee every time you see him, right? It's true. He does. I'm not kidding you. Take a look at it next time you see Beto O'Rourke. He stands around. He's constantly waddling around, and it's like he's got to hurry up and get out of there because he's got to rush to the bathroom. It's kind of funny. I can't get past that visual every time I see the guy. But forget that. His ideas. This guy is so un-American. This guy is preaching unconstitutional edicts. This guy is anti-American. This guy is in anathema to everything we teach our kids. He is an exact opposite of everything I am teaching my children to be when they grow up. And I think you agree with me. A lot of people do, because this cat can't get above 2% in the polls. But he has made the centerpiece of his campaign, for whatever reason, this ridiculous gun grab. But how ridiculous is it? Because none of the other candidates are in disagreement with him. At least they've not said so. Because they own now the word confiscation. The difference between Beto and the rest of the lunatic clown posse over there is that Beto's out just flat out saying it. Their silence speaks volumes. We know where they stand. They know where they stand. We know what they want to do. They're just trying to be quiet about it so they can lay blame to him. And then when whoever emerges as the victor over in that clown posse can then, in a weird way, attempt to walk back and become more moderate on guns, which isn't going to happen. The cat's out of the bag. The smoke has left the bottle. The genie smoke is out. The genie's out. Not going back in the bottle. And we're going to make sure of that. Go back to Alan Gottlieb's press release a few weeks ago. They own it now, and we're going to make them eat it, referring to confiscation. They're on it. It's part of their agenda. That's what they want to do. And Sheriff Mack and I talked about it at fairly great length yesterday on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. So why am I bringing that up again? Because it's a perfect opportunity for me to remind you of what we talked about with Sheriff Mack yesterday. I'll give you a little bit more detail. Well, I've got about a minute. I'll try to cram it in as best I can. Like me, the sheriff knows that Beto O'Rourke stands no chance. However, He doesn't like to talk about Beto because Beto doesn't stand a chance. I kind of disagree with that a little bit. I think we need to talk about it and do talk about it for the very reasons I've mentioned, and that's because he's speaking for the rest of them as well. And I'm not going to let that lay down. You have to know what he's saying because the rest of them are in agreement, even if it's by virtue of their silence. So we want you to be abreast of that. And Sheriff Mack didn't disagree with that. He just doesn't want to be the one talking about it. Hence why I'm here, right? And others like me. But the bottom line is that Sheriff Mack and I talked about how many sheriffs around the country, of course, the ones that are a member of his organization, are not going to enforce it. And we talked about those, for example, in New Mexico. 29 of the 33 have said they're not going to enforce it either. When we come back, Stephen Gutowski has written the definitive piece. You'll see what I mean right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios with me. Before I get cracking, I want to mention a shout-out to Shanto here in the studio, Sean, and everybody else at Salem. Many of you know that Dallas had some pretty heavy weather last night while we were on the air. And everybody in the network is fine. A number of you sent me some emails. I appreciate it, and I know they do as well. But they're okay. Everybody at the network is fine. The network came out unscathed. You know, some wind damage around the area, but nevertheless, everybody, as far as we know, as part of the Armed American Radio family at the Salem Radio Network studios in Dallas, is unscathed, so that's a great thing. And I appreciate you sending your well wishes and the emails that you sent. I do appreciate it, and I know they appreciate it very much down at the network. Okay. Oh, you only have some Defender coffee. Hold on. It's that time. It's that time to have some Defender coffee. Hold on. This is the Rebel Roast. I have some non-dairy creamer and a couple Splendas in it. And it's hot, not iced. I don't know why I didn't do my iced coffee today, but nonetheless, Defender supports us. Support Defender Coffee. Do I have to wring your neck? Why would you not, if you're going to drink coffee every day, why would you not drink coffee that's awesome and supports your right to bear arms at the same time? DefenderCoffee.com and give your money, the profits that you pay for coffee anyway. Why do you want to give it to somebody else? Give it to somebody who's going to donate it to the Second Amendment Foundation or to the Gun Owners of America or to the Firearms Policy Coalition in California. Those are your three choices at Defender Coffee. To me, that's just cool stuff. And Derek is a wonderful guy. You'll be hearing him on the show now. He's elk hunting right now, and he's based out in Colorado, so I can't get him on the program now because he's out there doing what he's supposed to be doing at this time of year. Can't wait to see the pics from him. All right, let's go back. That's going to be really cool to see. DefenderCoffee.com. Let's go back to the discussion about Sheriff Mack yesterday. Then I want to go over to a definitive piece, and then I mean it when I say this. You'll understand in just a second. Sheriff Mack made it clear that the vast majority of sheriffs across the country are not going to comply with this tyrannical, authoritarian, this unconstitutional lunatic Beto O'Rourke. I don't know who this guy thinks he is. That what, he's going to just summon law enforcement at his beck and call? I guess he doesn't understand how it works. Well, he's gotten schooled today. And let me explain what I mean. Now, in the same breath, I have to point out, Sheriff Mack did say that there were some law enforcement that would do it. He made it very clear. He referenced Nuremberg. Oh, I was just following orders. There are people out there who will just follow orders. And sadly, there are police officers in areas of the country who have grown up in anti-gun, gun-hating environments and believe that because they're cops, they're the only ones that can have guns. Now, they're few and far between, but they're out there. They're out there. It's sad, but they are, in fact, out there. If you're one of them, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Tell me why you feel that way. I'll be more than happy to bring you on the air, and you can explain to my listeners why you feel you're better than they are. Bet I don't hear from you, though. mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll be more than happy to respond to you and do it in a very professional way. If you really want to come on and tell me that, it'd be great to have you on. All right. The vast majority are not. That was the basis of the conversation with Sheriff Mack. Stephen Gutowski, my good friend, dear friend from the Free Beacon in Washington, today has written. When I saw this, everything else goes out the window. This is today's program. I don't care what's happening right now. I don't care if it's breaking right now. We'll get to it tomorrow, Wednesday or Thursday if we have to, unless it's utterly catastrophic and the zombie apocalypse is starting right now. I think this even still needs to be heard. Police groups slam Beto's plan to send cops to collect Americans' guns. Police say confiscation plan is ridiculous, unconstitutional, call O'Rourke a hypocrite. It's not just one or two cops that are saying this. This is a definitive piece that, frankly, could put the whole thing to rest. Absolutely. If Beto O'Rourke were, let's just say, if Beto O'Rourke were confronted with this piece and he actually read it and was questioned by legitimate journalists, right? well, I don't know, maybe like a Major Garrett, okay, on CBS. A major legitimate. Major Garrett is a major journalist. If Major Garrett were capable of confronting Beto with this piece, this could literally end his campaign. This is definitive. And Stephen's work here is awesome. It's the best. I think, you know, he writes sometimes the best. And I'll call him and tell him that's the best piece you've ever written. I just spoke to him a few minutes ago. I said, I'm going to make you famouser than you already are because I'm going with this on the program today. And he said, oh, thanks, man. He said, it means a lot to hear that because it is, in fact, the definitive piece. It puts everything we've talked about to bed. We could literally go with this and then just go, yeah, okay, anything that comes out of his mouth now makes no difference. National law enforcement organizations harshly criticized Democrat presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke's plan to send police officers to collect AR-15s and AK-47s from those who refuse to turn them in under his mandatory buyback scheme, which, by the way, would be 95% of AR-15 and AK-47 owners. In interviews, here's what Stephen did. He interviewed a number of individuals for the Free Beacon for this piece. Leaders from groups that represent hundreds of thousands of law enforcement officers. Do you hear me? Hundreds of thousands of law enforcement officers. And the vast majority of every single one of those leaders, in fact, the leaders that he spoke to that represent those hundreds of thousands of law enforcement officers, in fact, described Beto's gun confiscation plan as ridiculous, asinine, and unconstitutional. Now, the reason Stephen did this and the reason that we continue to talk about Beto O'Rourke is because you need to know that none of the other candidates are disagreeing with him. They all feel the same way, and we're going to make them eat it like a potato chip come November of 2020, and they're going to. We know this is part of their plan. We know this is what they want to do. We know that civilian disarmament is part of their agenda. They can't enact their socialism without it. That's why they're silent on the issue. They may think they're being silent and saying, oh, that was Beto, and try to walk it back so that it gives them some plausible deniability come 2020. It doesn't. And we're not going to let them get away with it. They've said too many similar things, including Kamala Harris, all know what Cory Booker's been saying. And Warren, while she's trying to be stealthy like a fox, it ain't cutting the mustard because she isn't standing up and saying, no, that's wrong. That's unconstitutional, and I wouldn't do that. She's as guilty as the rest of them. Joe Biden's moving farther left. He's ready to fall off the left coast. So we know what they want. And this piece, definitive, we're going to spend the rest of the hour on this piece. Because after Beto told MSNBC on Wednesday last week that he would send law enforcement to recover. He would send law enforcement to recover firearms from those who would not comply with his buyback plan. And he described that plan in the primary debate, as you know, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15 and your AK-47. Now, a leader of the National Fraternal Order of Police, the nation's largest police union, which represents, by the way, over 330,000 sworn law enforcement officers, said, and I quote from Stephen's piece, that not only was Beto's plan unlikely to be unconstitutional, but that Beto himself was unlikely to ever be elected. When I come back, I'm going to go into this deep. You're going to love this. This is the definitive piece. You must read this piece. I'll tell you how you can get to it when we come back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back, Gun Broker, Vault Pro USA, MyPillow. The buy one, get one is going on over there, and a lot of you are buying those. Holidays are coming. It's a great bargain. Don't let that slip between your fingers before the holidays come. Go ahead and buy it early and get the two-for-one pillows at MyPillow.com. Just use the radio button up top and use the promo code AAR, and you're going to get buy one, get one on that. And that supports the right to bear arms. That's what Mike Lindell does for Armed American Radio. He doesn't have to do it. He could have walked away just like, you know, but he won't, because he's one of us. He's not one of those 145 CEOs. He's one of us. My gosh, we have to support him. Support him indeed. Of course, Defender Coffee and the rest. You hear me talking about them every day. And no doubt, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Holidays are also coming, right? LeadSlingersWhiskey.com. And check out the great story of those seven combat vets. They've also got beer now. Yeah, I was notified of that after the Monster Cast yesterday, and I saw a photograph. We'll be talking about that in the near future, too. I don't know much more about it than that, but I will let you know as soon as I know. Interesting stuff. Gotta love our sponsors. All right, back to Beto O'Rourke. Really, really important. Here's where I want you to go. I want you to go to Free Beacon. And just Google group police groups slam Beto. Just Google that. Stephen Gutowski, police groups slam Beto. Get this out to everybody you know. This piece is definitive. It is powerful enough to literally checkmate Beto O'Rourke and anybody else who agrees with him, including the rest of the clown posse, as we move towards 2020. Okay? We'll go back to the National Fraternal Order of Police spokesperson, who said the plan is likely to be unconstitutional and that Beto was never going to be elected anyway. Here's what he had to say. Mr. O'Rourke may not be aware that state and local police officers, who comprise more than 90% of all police in the U.S., receive their orders from their local jurisdictions, not from the federal government. That's from Jim Pasco. He's the executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police. And he wrote that in an email to the Free Beacon in response to questions posed to him by Stephen Gutowski. And he continued, further, any such legislation, if it passed, would no doubt be vigorously litigated with a view to its apparent inconsistency with the Second Amendment. In view of the foregoing and in view of Mr. O'Rourke's current standing in the polls, we do not view this as an issue we will have to grapple with in the foreseeable future, he added. And he's right about that. However, don't forget what Sheriff Mack said yesterday on the MonsterCast, and that is you will have officers who will follow orders. And there are police chiefs out there who are controlled by socialists that we talked about yesterday that would likely issue orders in behalf of their jurisdiction if asked to do so. I don't care if it's illegal, unconstitutional or not. That's what socialists do. He continued, though. Oh, no, this was A.J. Lauterbach. He's the sheriff of Jackson County, Texas. And he said, as we discussed yesterday, that he and many other sheriffs would not follow orders to confiscate guns en masse. Not going to happen. Here's what he said. I think he's seriously misjudging the law enforcement response to what he wants to do. Many sheriffs would not comply with his plan. Now, it's interesting because Lauterbach sits on the Immigration and Government Affairs Committees of the National Sheriffs Association. They represent, get this, over 3,000 sheriffs across the country. And they themselves, according to Stephen Gutowski, described O'Rourke's plan as unworkable and counterproductive. Here's what he said. This guy's plan is ridiculous. Everyone is looking for solutions to violent crime, but this isn't one of them. I'm not going to harass my citizens for owning guns. Then we've got the National Association of Police Organizations, the NAPO. They represent over 1,000 police organizations comprised of over 240,000 sworn officers. And they flat out said Beto O'Rourke's plans would violate their officers' constitutional oath. We know that. We've talked about it, right? Sheriff Mack talked about it yesterday. Here's what they had to say. It's ironic that Beto O'Rourke, who was slamming police as, quote, the new Jim Crow just a year ago, now finds a need for police when he wants to disarm individuals. That's coming from Bill Johnson, who's their executive director. Here's what he told the Free Beacon. I continue quoting him. Maybe poor Beto should spend less time live streaming his visits to the dentist and attend a basic civics class instead. He'd be reminded that the very first law every police officer swears to uphold is the, repeat after me, there you go. And I know you said it, Constitution. What he was talking about, a little bit, what he was talking about was comments that he made at Prairie View A&M University in September of last year when he was on his failed campaign for the Senate. And during that speech, he criticized the criminal justice system and law enforcement. Here's what he had to say last September 2018. He said, that system of suspecting somebody solely based on the color of their skin. Here he is playing identity politics, pandering. These people are disgusting. They're despicable. They're a disgrace to America. But he continues, that system of suspecting somebody solely based on the color of their skin, searching that person solely based on the color of their skin, stopping that person solely based on the color of their skin, shooting that person solely based on the color of their skin, throwing the book at that person, letting them rot behind bars solely based on the color of their skin. It is why some have called this, and I think it's an apt description, the new Jim Crow. And now he had to walk that back, if you recall, or he tried anyway, by coming out and saying he wasn't calling police officers modern day Jim Crow. That's not what he was saying, because he was challenged by Ted Cruz, who threw it right smack back in his face and knocked him back on his socialist, un-American heels. However, as Stephen Gutowski reminds us, and how these police officers are responding, yeah, they haven't forgotten that. And they're not going to. Think hundreds of law enforcement officers turning their back on the socialist, worst, progressive, worst mayor in New York City history. Think about it as they turn their back on de Blasio. Think about that in modern day America. Police officers today turning their back on the mayor. Incredible. That's what these thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people are telling Beto. Not going to happen, brah. He says, and I continue. Here's what he continued to say. And this was, what was his name again? Bill Johnson, executive director of the group, the National Association of Police Organizations. Here's what he had to say, and he continues. He says, I find it really telling now that someone who attacked law enforcement, even calling them Jim Crow for his convenience, is perfectly fine with sending them off into harm's way to collect AR-15s. Let's analyze that statement, shall we? Hey, Shannon Watts, are you paying attention? Hey, lefties, progressives. Hey, gun grabbers, are you paying attention? Listen in right now. This is when you're going to think this radio host is really controversial. Except it's not me saying it. It's the head of the National Association of Police Organization, the NAPO. I find it really telling now that someone who attacked law enforcement, even calling them Jim Crow for his convenience, that means for his political expediency, is perfectly fine with sending them off into harm's way to collect AR-15s. What did he mean by harm's way? I'll tell you what he meant by harm's way. It ain't going to be very safe going to dozens and dozens and dozens of thousands and tens of thousands and dozens of tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions upon millions of Americans' homes to try to take their firearms from them when they're not going to happily hand them over. Because what? Because it is unconstitutional, because it is tyrannical, and people will resist it. And the police know it. And the vast majority of them are not going to put themselves into, as he said it, harm's way. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation from these gunbroker.com studios. I think during the break, I'm going to go get myself a cup of Defender coffee. During the break, make sure to check out all of our sponsors that help keep us on the air here in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense gunbroker.com studios and the MonsterCast studios. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios. Last segment already, right? Here's the deal for the rest of the week. I have a before you're awake, many of you will probably be going to bed at about the time I have to wake up and hock a flight down to Orlando, Florida, out of the ATL, which I am going to do happily because the National Association of Sporting Goods Wholesalers show down there is going to be a good one this year. And it's in Orlando, and it takes me kind of close to home, right? But I've got some folks I want to meet with, hopefully some you'll be hearing from soon. And I want to be able to find out what I got to bring you some more stuff. I need to bring you some more stuff. I'll explain that when I get back. So I haven't yet quite figured out where I'm going to be broadcasting from tomorrow, but we will figure that out, and we will bring you two great shows, both Tuesday and Wednesday. Both of those days are going to be very, very busy. Rob Pincus I will be meeting with. You never know. Rob may be in front of the microphone with me. I'll certainly provide an opportunity to mic him up, and anybody else that I deem worthy of bringing to your ears, I will certainly do so. So I don't really know. We're going to fly, you know, just off the cuff. Tomorrow and Wednesday, as we're at that show down at the Gaylord Palms, a beautiful place. So I don't know if you've ever been down to Orlando. If you do, go check that out. It's a wonderful place. Let's wrap up quickly with this Beto O'Rourke. I think this is a definitive piece, and I mean that. This puts everything to bed. And Beto O'Rourke needs to be confronted with this by someone every time he opens his mouth. So read this piece. Put this piece in anybody's hands that you can. If you've got somebody that thinks along the lines of where's the T-shirt, hell yes, we're going to take them away, you might want to give them to this. Give this piece to them. Let them know that police officers are not going to do, you know, Beto O'Rourke's Gestapo work for him, unlawful, unconstitutional work for him, and that they themselves know that they'd be walking into harm's way. And they would be, and they know it. Because Americans would be killed in the process, and they don't want that hassle, I can promise you. The vast majority of law enforcement will not do what Beto O'Rourke is wanting to do, as talking about it, is, well, we're just going to have to send the police out to get them. Well, no, you're not. It's just asinine, is what they said. It's just asinine, the source said. I get why they're doing it, because he's talking about political expediency, but it's fantasy land. We can't even get the guys on the Hill to talk about level one, and this guy's at DEFCON 12. It's like, good luck with all that. Okay? So they know. The O'Rourke campaign, I'm going to read this to close out Stephen Gutowski's, my discussion about Stephen Gutowski's definitive piece here, and then we'll move to a couple other stories to close out the hour. The O'Rourke campaign did not respond to a request for comment on the reaction of the law enforcement groups. Now, do you think they would? What can they possibly say about that? What could Beto O'Rourke say when he just got smacked down by the leaders of hundreds of thousands, the vast majority of law enforcement officers in the country? This number that we're talking about represents the vast majority of all law enforcement officers in the country. Sheriffs who are saying no, police chiefs organizations that are saying no way, not going to happen. Would you expect Beto O'Rourke to respond? I mean, the guy's a raging lunatic, but he's dangerous. He's dangerous because what he's doing is telling you what they want to do. So how do you think they're going to react to this when law enforcement's telling them no? Not going to happen. You think they're going to drop it and let it go? Would de Blasio? He's got cops turning their backs on. They have no respect for this guy. They want him out. Hey, Beto, Johnson, the NAPO director said, how about supporting the men and women at our borders who are trying to disarm violent drug cartels and human traffickers in the real world instead of fantasizing about using America's police to confiscate rifles from ranchers in Texas? Now, I would add to that, or law-abiding citizens in their neighborhoods and in their homes and in their businesses and in their places of conveyance or anywhere else that law-abiding Americans have a right to keep and bear arms. How about that, Beto? A definitive piece that, quite frankly, should put to bed if the media were doing its job properly. This piece right here from Stephen Gutowski would be quoted by every news organization out there who would be questioning the O'Rourke campaign and Beto O'Rourke himself with this. The National Association of Police Organization just said this, Mr. O'Rourke, how do you respond? He couldn't even answer Allison Camerota's softball tough questions about, do you believe mass killers are going to follow the law? He couldn't even answer that. What do you think he's going to say when the chiefs of police organizations, the heads of these police organizations step up and say, yeah, no? How do you think he'd respond? Do you think the media is up to it? Do you think they're up to the task? Do you think they're going to take this definitive piece and put this to bed? Because they could. This piece could end his entire campaign. Boom, right there. Over, done, finito. Because he can't respond to this. They're not going to do it. They're not. He's going to continue to run his mouth. He's going to continue to get away with it. I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to see somebody like a Major Garrett who's got a huge microphone and a CBS platform stand up and go, you know what? I think we should ask him these questions. Maybe we should talk to these people that Stephen Gutowski spoke to at the Free Beacon. And maybe we should pose these questions to the O'Rourke campaign and to the Kamala Harris campaign and to the Booker campaign and to the Biden campaign and to the Warren campaign, Pocahontas campaign. But they're not. It doesn't fit their agenda. I've got breaking news now just coming across my desk. I'm going to forego what I wanted to talk with you about. I had a happy ending story for you, but this just into me literally now. From the Second Amendment Foundation and Alan Gottlieb, judge says Edmonds, Washington safe storage rule violates preemption law in SAF/NRA suit for immediate release. Let's go through this together. Don't I love when Alan Gottlieb wins cases on behalf of all of us? Don't you just love that? A Snohomish County, Washington Superior Court judge has ruled that a 2018 passed ordinance in the city of Edmonds requiring so-called safe storage of firearms impermissibly regulates firearms in violation of what? Washington's 36-year-old preemption law in a lawsuit filed by the Second Amendment Foundation and joined by the National Rifle Association. SAF and NRA are joined by three private citizens, Brett Bass, Curtis McAuliffe, and Swan Seberg. Judge Anita Ferris handed down the ruling, possibly setting the stage for a state Supreme Court showdown. Not possible, it is. Now, very quickly, I knew about this yesterday, but the release had not come out. I teased it last night and said that Alan couldn't come on because we weren't prepared to talk. This is what I was talking about. I did not know this release was going to pop when it did while we're on the air today. But I'm glad that it did. It gives me an opportunity to talk about this, and we can go into detail with Mr. Gottlieb next week. But Judge Anita Ferris handed down the ruling, setting the stage for a state Supreme Court showdown in a separate case filed by SAF and NRA against the city of Seattle and neighboring King County. A different judge ruled the opposite. That case is now before the State Court of Appeals. Here's what Allen had to say. We're encouraged by the judge's ruling. Judge Ferris's ruling confirms what we've argued all along, that under the state preemption law, first adopted in 1983 and strengthened in 1985, the legislature has sole authority over firearms regulation in the state. Here's what, do you know what preemption is? Let me set that for you real quick. The state is the only entity, the legislative body is the only entity that can make firearms law. So you don't have a patchwork of laws across states. Now, liberal, progressive socialists have been trying to break that down for years because they want every local municipality to be able to outlaw your right to bear arms. Imagine traveling from one end of your state to the other and possibly committing multiple felonies because each little local town or village has the ability outside of state law to regulate firearms. That's why it doesn't happen. But again, ask yourself, what do they hate about that? Well, they can't screw you out of your rights, so they hate it. That's why. They don't like being told what to do. So preemption laws, this is very, very important. Allen continued, Michael Bloomberg's gun control lobbying group has been supporting similar restrictive local laws all over the country. This victory will help stop this across the country. Preemption uniformity was a good idea in the 1980s, and it is still the most common sense way to deal with firearms regulation. What is the law in one part of a state should be the law in all parts of the state. Congratulations again to the Second Amendment Foundation and to you as a member. If you're not, join us, saf.org. I've got to call it quits for today. I'm going to be broadcasting from somewhere on the floor of the NASGW show in Orlando tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.